Hi, it's Doon here, your host and hype girl. And before we dive into today's episode, I want you to take a hot second to reflect. What's that passion, unique experience, or knowledge you have itching to be shared with the world? For me, it's always been about guiding you and cheerleading incredible women to start your businesses. So what's your thing? You see, everyone's got something they excel at, something they just can't stop talking about. And it turns out that one of the best ways to monetize those passions is through sharing that thing with the world as a digital course product. My life's work has been to chat with more than 600, 7, 8, and 9-figure e-commerce founders. And it's through those conversations that have led me to creating a foolproof playbook and my go-to guide for early-stage founders in the form of my first ever digital program, E-commerce Fundamentals. But it wouldn't have been possible without Thinkific. The beauty of this platform lies in its simplicity. Cute templates and a super easy to use editor. No coding headaches, no tech-induced stress, just pure focus on what matters most, the content. So if you've ever been curious about building a course to teach your passion, this is the way to do it. The genuine support from the Thinkific team turns it from this lonely, confusing headache into the most fulfilling and easy project. Go to the link in my show notes to get a free trial on me.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome back. Here are the 6 quick questions. So question number 1 is, what's your why? Why do you wake up every day and build Behave?
Oh man. My why is, honestly, it's feeling that there's something broken in our food system. And on this journey, I really have met a lot of families with children with diabetes, and that has really stuck with me. My father was diabetic, but he got it later in life. Being a child with diabetes is such it's just awful. And it's not to say they're, you know, of course, like, and they're some of the most empowered children that I've met and have built relationships with through social media and stuff like that. It's not to feel sorry for them or to pity them, but it's, you know, children are suffering and people are suffering. It's not just children because of the food system that we've built. The food system in America and globally, but especially in America, we have so little regulation to even combat it. It's built on making people develop a sugar addiction from a very young age so we can sell them sugar until the day that they die. And I think I feel really passionate about breaking that.
Yeah.
Wow. Question number two is, what's been your favorite marketing moment so far?
Oh my gosh, there have been a lot. I think, I don't know if this is controversial. I love the Kardashians, and Kourtney Kardashian posted the product once. I don't think she even realized she did. She had these little gift baskets in the guest rooms of her house, and she was just taking photos. And I don't know if it was like an assistant of hers or someone who put Behave in there. And yeah, that was a really exciting one.
That's a huge one. Love that for you. Question number three is, where are you going to learn? Where are you reading or consuming content or listening to podcasts? Where are you learning at the moment?
I'm definitely in a bit of a spiritual moment. So I'm reading a lot of maybe more like spiritually guided books. I just watched the Beckham documentary, and then it kind of got me down this rabbit hole of just like watching documentaries of inspiring people. And what I loved about the Beckham documentary, I love the Jay Shetty podcast too. Like, there are just people, you know, who else I've become obsessed with is Rick Rubin. If you've read the book he just put out, The Creative Act. Anyways, when you can sense that someone is in their purpose, it's like, that's what David Beckham was to me. You know, someone who just loves whatever they're doing and they're obsessed with it, and they could wake up and if they had paid him one penny, he still would have wanted to play soccer every single day until his body gave out. That's a beautiful thing. I feel that with certain people, and that's the content I'm really gravitating towards right now, because I'm trying to feel, again, I think the early stages of starting the company were so anxiety filled. I was filled with so much fear. I was just stressed out and needing it to be perfect and having my identity wrapped up in the brand. Now I'm just really looking to feel very grounded in the purpose and the mission of why I'm doing this. And so watching other people who are living that way and their work and their passion are intertwined is giving me a lot of inspiration.
I loved the Beckham documentary. I thought it was so good.
Loved. Oh my God.
I want the like Victoria perspective. I want like the Victoria documentary next.
and who's also built amazing businesses. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Question number four is, how do you win the day? What are your AM or PM rituals and habits that keep you feeling happy and successful and motivated?
Yes, I've finally gotten into meditation. I've been one of those people who felt like I should for so long. I mean, not every day, obviously. I miss days here and there, but I got into the Joe Dispenza meditation process. So I'll do a meditation of his in the evening, and then I'll usually just in the morning, and then I'll just pick something from Insight Timer, like a sleep or a yoga nidra or something for the evening. Other thing that has really been life-changing for me is breath work. I've started doing breath work every week, very deep. The teacher that I see, he's more rooted in kind of ancient Latin American tradition, but it's, I think what people will be more familiar with is it's kind of similar to like a Wim Hof process. So like very intense oxygen kind of intake to the brain. You really feel high, and I've had a lot of really great realizations, emotional release through that process. And it's really been helping me just like see things clearly. So meditation and breath work have become staples for me.
I was talking at a conference like a couple weeks ago, and I was so unbelievably nervous. It was the biggest conference I'd spoken at before. There was 550 people there. I was a keynote speaker, and it was 30 minutes by myself.
Wow.
And I was so nervous. And so I was nervous in the weeks leading up. I was just constantly stressed. And then I did Wim Hof breathing like that afternoon before I went to like kind of half an hour before I went. And when I tell you that I really calmed down, I was calm. I was still kind of nervous and things like that, of course, but like it was a different kind. I was able to just slow my system down and change my nervous system. And it was really powerful. And it takes 10 minutes. You know, like everyone has that at their disposal.
So powerful.
It's free. Like you just go online and watch the tutorial on YouTube. Loved it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Question number five, we're nearly done. What is the worst money mistake you've ever made in the business and how much did it cost you?
I'm going to give you the answer that is not fair. It's like my biggest weakness is that I'm a perfectionist or something. But I just will say, like, I just don't think I have regrets because at the end of the day, every dollar we've spent, we either gain something or learn something. And I think that was the phase of the business that we were in. And frankly, we've raised a very small amount of money for the stage that we're at. We've been super efficient. Again, like despite kind of taking this past year and this rebuild period, our investors remain steadfast in standing behind us and in their belief in the business. And I think that's because we've been very responsible. And then even where we've maybe spent money and it didn't pan out the way we thought it's happened, we've hired, you know, paid marketing agencies and, you know, we've spent money on Facebook ads and the Facebook ad space has been all over the map lately. So we didn't always know what the outcomes were going to be, but then we learned. And then we learned that our money is better spent in the retail space or our money is better spent on Amazon. And we wouldn't know that if we hadn't spent those dollars. And I think I've always been of the mind of like, make any mistake as cost effective as possible. If it's something you're testing, don't ever make it more than whatever it is for your business. For us, it's probably been like 5,000, maybe 10,000 on the really high end. Like, don't make a mistake bigger than $10,000. If something is going to cost $50,000, we'll find a way to test it at a smaller scale before we kind of would move forward.
Yeah, I like that. Don't make a mistake more than $10,000. That's key. Find your boundary and stick to it.
Yeah, right. Whatever it is. It could be $500. But I mean, in the early days for me, that's what it was.
Yeah, absolutely. Last question. What is just a crazy story, good or bad, from building Behave?
I just have to go back to this one because it really is what ignited this whole thing. So when I had had the idea, I was like, someone needs to make low sugar candy without using aspartame or artificial sweeteners. No one's doing it, but maybe you can't do it. And I'm not a chef. I don't know how to make anything. I can barely make pasta. So I was like, okay, I need to find someone to help me make this. And I cold emailed celebrity chefs. I had this idea. I was like, you know, I spoke with a couple like of these big food R&D companies. They charge $50,000 up to $100,000 per SKU to develop a product for you. There was no chance. And I thought if I can find a celebrity chef and convince them that this is a good idea, I can maybe pay them like the way that we ended up doing it was like paid a small amount out of pocket from me. I think it was like a couple thousand dollars that I used my bonus from my last job to pay. And then I'll promise them a larger payment once we raise money from investors, and then I'll give them equity in the company and then they'll be invested. And I cold emailed probably 15 or 20 female celebrity chefs who work in pastry, because I figured pastry, sugar, confection, you know, it all goes hand in hand. I actually heard back. I mean, I say this also to really encourage people to reach out cold. Probably heard back from 6 or 7 people, but Elizabeth in particular got back to me like within a few hours of my email. We were on the phone within a day. We were getting coffee in person within 2 days. And it was like just very kismet. Like, she was so excited by the idea. She had opened a restaurant. She had just left that project. She had some time on her hands. She lived, you know, in Brooklyn, just across the river from me. So I was able to just go, and she was very chill. She was like, let's just start working on it and see what happens. I think we signed like a very much back of the envelope type of agreement. We trusted each other, and she's still involved in the business, and she's still just an incredible partner to this day. Send the cold email is the point.
Send the cold email. I love that. I love that. Gosh, Mesa, thank you so much for coming on the show. Love your story. Loved this chat.
Yeah, me too.
I am your hype girl. Can't wait to see your expansion next year.
Thank you so much. No, thanks for having me. This was really fun.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey, it's June here. Thanks for listening to this amazing episode of the Female Startup Club podcast. If you're a fan of the show and want even more of the good stuff, I'd recommend checking out femalestartupclub.com, where you can subscribe to our free newsletter. We send it out weekly, covering female founder business news, insights and learnings in D2C, and interesting business resources. And if you're a founder building an e-commerce brand, you can join our private network of entrepreneurs called Hype Club at femalestartupclub.com/hypeclub. We have guests from the show joining us for intimate Ask Me Anythings, expert workshops, and a group of totally amazing, like-minded women building the future of D2C brands. As always, please do subscribe, rate and review the show, and post your favorite episodes to Instagram stories. I am beyond grateful when you do that.